Thank you. Okay. We were up to Simon Kuf Hei Seif Dalet. Please open your handy dandy Shulchan Aruch. And now it's talking about the difference between Bishul and Sleep. Remember, in Bishul, the taste is the Fapea throughout the whole thing, as long as it's hot enough. Hot enough means either hot on top and hot on the bottom, or hot on the bottom. Okay, what about in Sleep? So the Gemara says in Daf Tzadi Vav in Maseches Chulin, Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela shenis bashel ba. Only if you cook with the Giranosha do you, let's call it need shishim for the sake of simplicity. Avol mitzvah ba kole fa ochel ad shmegil l'gid. But if you roasted a animal with the Giranosha, you're kole fa ochel ad shmegil l'gid. So what does Shmuel say? This is the Gemara from Daf. Tzadi Vavam and Beis to Tzadi Zayin and Aleph has three parts of the Gemara. One is Avol Nitzlava Kolef Ve'ochel Ad Shemagia Magid. You just peel away and you can eat the whole thing till you get to the Giranosha. So what that means is that in Sli, the Tam doesn't spread as far as it does to Bishul. Now, we've already said a million times this year, because we weren't up to this if yet, how far it spreads. But now that we're up to this sif, we see it's not so pashut. All the Gemara says is kolei for ochel ad shemegia, ad shemegia legid. And there are a few pirushim as to how far does it spread. What does this mean, right? What does this mean, lemaisa? So the simple pshat is that it means that it only spreads through one layer next to the gid, not through the whole thing. How big of a layer? How big of a layer? What? You might say k'day klipa, you're kolei v'ochel, meaning till the last k'day klipa. Does anyone remember who says k'day klipa? No one on this page of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba. The Rashba, if I call it correctly. So says the Rashba, it spreads. Right? How far does the ta'am spread, says the Rashba Kedei Klipah, which is a very posh way of reading this Gemara, Kolei Fa'ochel. However, most Rishonim say, Kedei Netil, I think the Bishil to quote a Tosos in the Rosh Hashanah, Kedei Netil. Why are they, I'm saying you could fit in Kedei Netil. Ah, what do you mean Kolei Fa'ochel? You peel it until the last Kedei Netil. Where would they, Mehechi Tasty Kedei Netil? Exactly, for the Gemara Pesachim, we're learning Pesachim this year, right? We even have a big Pesachim, right? The Gemara in Pesachim, in the Sugya of Tata Gavar, in the Sugya of Tata Gavar, Daf Ayin Vav, Amad Aleph, in Pesachim, it actually goes back to the Mishnah, Notav Mirotvo Al HaCheres, the Chazar Ilav, Yitol Es Mekomo, if some of the puzzle, the gravy landed on the Korban Pesach, you have to take off Kedenetila Yitolas Mekomo. So what does he say in the Korban Pesach? Obviously it's Sli. So that shows that Sli is Kedenetila. And that's the Machlokes, the two most mainstream deos. Tosin and Rosh say, it says you're Kolei, but until the last Kedenetila, because in Pesach, my Infavim and Aleph says Yitol es Mekomo. The rest would say, no, Yitol es Mekomo is when gravy splashes on sleep. When liquid lands on sleep, it's Yitolas Makomo. But when solid touches solid, it's only Kedei Klipa. Okay, there are two other opinions as well. The other opinions, which are not as mainstream, we're not sure exactly what the Rambam means, but the Rambam might sound like, right? Because you also know something what the Rambam means. Maybe the Rambam literally, kolei for ochel ad shemegia giranosha, but even everything. Maybe tzli doesn't spread tam at all. Oh, then what's the whole point of tzli? The whole point of tzli is if something is fatty, it spreads. But maybe if it's not fatty, right? Here we're talking not fatty, right? Lean food, right? Lean is the opposite of fatty, I believe. Maybe it doesn't spread at all. It's not so clear. The realm of lashon is not so mefurish, but he might think that. And there's a fourth opinion, which is very mechudish, which the Shari Dura and the Marashal agrees with him.
And the Marshal says, how far does the Tam spread when you're dealing with Tzli? This is a very, very big Chiddush. It spreads through the whole piece. Bekulo.
Through the whole piece. In which case, that's the one sheet that's against this Gemara. Say, no, what it means is that when it comes to Gid Hanasha, it doesn't spread so well through, it doesn't spread so well through sleep. But other things do, even if they're not fatty. Okay, that's a big fish.
Right, this is a big fish, not Posh Pshat anymore. This is a very big fish. And only Gid Hanasha doesn't spread.
Okay, this is a very big finish in the end. What does the Marshal say? He says, and in any case, even if you don't agree with me, you should agree with me. See how we possibly, which these days we possibly, like I think. Isn't it already being recorded? Okay. Which day do we paskin like? Let's look at Dalid Bamed Varmum Shinofel Tovatavshil. Thanks to Rotov Moloch Plato Sayyidisrum Arum Kalatavshil. That's what falls into a stew because the broth carries the tam that is expelled, that comes out of the Yesir and mixes into the whole stew. Of all Yesir, Bainchab, Bainkar, Shinofel, Atlisha, Tlaish. But treif, whether cold or hot, that falls onto hot food roasting by on the fire, Eino Osar Lukinatil, only Asus to be Natila. We paskin like most Rishonim. That's Li Asur's Kedena Tila. Shehuka over your chvetzba. How big is Kedena Tila? The Gemara never says so, but the Rishonim say the rush, and that it's Kovi Etzba, which means the thickness of your thumb.
What is there in your Gemara?
What does he do with the fact that Maliach is Krotech Tzli? It is a good question, which obviously means that unless he thinks it's only for Gid Hanasha, that would be a very strange okimta. I think that might be what we have to say. That the Gid Hanasha doesn't spread.
Okay, you can't just say that it's
protected.
That's not actually.
Yeah, but why is a Maliach Krotech and Kovash Kamavushal? They're obviously different, right? So what would the difference be? Yes. It sounds. Correct. It would be very dachuk, but unless Marshall has something else up his sleeve. Okay, maybe we have to look into it and see if he has an answer for this. But you're right. The dachuk, you say something get anasha, but that's obviously very dachuk. Let's continue the Shulchan Aruch. Good question. The fikach yerach to slow begido or chatikas isher should slow him chatikas heter, right? Whether it's getting another shirt, just a piece of heter, but no gas, is that touching each other's circle? How should you get a tila something that give? You have to throw out the kedena tila next to the gid, hanasha, the chimina chatikha mocha shenagum chatikas isher, or the kedena tila, the mutter meat where touch the treif meat. Chimim nafal isher or chatikas of a kedera, she chut the rotev. Likewise, if treif fell on a piece that's in the stew, but it's sticking up out of the stew, so that piece is like sling, not like bishul. The lone year kedera lo kisosa, right? Remember, we're reminding ourselves of that case of the daf kofches, or daf seven sadi days of base, and you didn't stir or cover it. Eino also kedena tila, only asked kedena tila, so that's considered like tzli. Avolim hiper rotev, the Rashi kulo the real feeling mitzasa, right? The early printing the Shulchan Aruch had a print typo, but I think ours is fixed. But if it's in the rotev for Rashi, if it's all in the rotev and three, even if it's part of the rotev, then it's considered part of the stew. Oh, if you look cool, chutz the rotev near or kisa kedera, or it's all out of the rotev, but you covered or stirred. Then harotem apeyatam ma'arvo v'nichmas bekulo. Okay, that's we know that if you cover or stir, it's considered to be in the rotev. If it's partially in the rotev, according to the ri, or all the rotev according to Rashi, it counts as in the rotev. And if not, then it counts as sleep. Not a big chiddush. Okay. Let's go on to the next line of the Gemara. What do the next two lines of the Gemara say? The next line of the Gemara says that Ine va'amar avuna g'dishat lo b'chel also lechel afil me'rosh azno shani chelev dim fapeya. Ah, but doesn't didn't Rav Huna say if you roast accidentally, you roast a gdi without taking out the chalev first? You can't eat even from the tip of its ear, which is very far from the chalev. So that shows it spreads through the whole thing. No, that's different because chalev is mifapea. Right, again, forgetting the shorib and the marshal, let's assume we mean, right, gdi shetzlo'o nechelbo aser lechol afilu may Rosh was no, because Shani Caleb Demifapea. Okay, that seems pretty straightforward. That if it's Caleb, right, this is the source that we've been mentioning all year long, that if something is shummy, fatty, then it spreads throughout. Because Caleb is different because it is Mifapea. Then they marched with Chilav Aser. Amar Rabbi Chana Ov the Havai Kami to Riyochu in the Kedisha. The Bal Kedisha Tzlo Bechelbo. Same case. If they roasted without, they forgot to take out the Chilav. But Aser Shelo Rabbi Yochanan and Kolav Ochel Hashmei Lechelbo. No problem. Just peel it off and eat till you get to the Chilav. No. So there are many answers. One answer was Havu Kachush Hava. That was a Kachush Kedi, a scrawny Kedi. So except what's the case in a Kedi Kachush, then your Kolav. The ochel ad shemagia. Okay, so in order to understand these two cases, let's start with the first case. So that's pretty clear that it spreads through the whole gedi and makes it all usher. The only suffix is that's meaning, right? That's no suffix. What's the only suffix? What if the gedi was 60 times? Chilev, right? Maybe that gedi wasn't 60 times the chilev. Maybe a stam gedi is not. But what if it's 60 times the chilev? It doesn't have to be a gedi. What if you have the guy, what do we call the guy who removes chilev from the animal in Judaism? The menaker. Mem nun kof resh. The menaker. He's same as the guy who removes the gerarasha. I mean, the guy who takes things out. What if the menaker took out all the chilev and left a tiny piece? And you accidentally roasted a piece of meat with a little bit of chilev on it. That little bit of chilev is only 1%, 0.5%, whatever. So what's the din if the chilev is bottled with shishim? So here we have a machlokas. Here we have a machlokas between three-way machlokas. Says the Ra'ah, it's all usher. There's no bittul b'shishim. That's a big chumrah. There's no bittul b'shishim in Sli. Only in Bishul. Why is there no bittul b'shishim in Sli? Because it spreads erratically. It doesn't spread out. It's not like rotor, which makes it spread evenly. It spreads unevenly. So it spreads unevenly. You never know where the taste and the feel of it is because it spreads unevenly. Everyone else disagrees. Shah Rishon say that, no, the whole gedi is mutter because there is a bit of a shishim. However, what's the machlokas? What do you need exactly? But there's still two opinions. Let's call them the Rambam and the Rashba, even though obviously you could add more Rishonim to each one. The Rashba, you say, it goes back and forth. This way says the Maisa versus the Rambam. Says the Rambam, the Hodi is Mutter, or let's say a little better. I apologize for racing. The Chilev is Batal Shishim. So what are the two opinions? Says the Rambam. So the whole Yadi is Mutter. However, says the Rashba, not so pashut, says the Rashba, no. The Rambam thinks that shamein in sli is mamish-like liquid. It's like a soup, like a stew. It spreads everything out totally. The Rashba takes a compromise. Yes, it spreads things out. It doesn't spread things out erratically. It spreads things out evenly. However, it still gets more concentrated in the first kedei netilah. So says the Rashba, it's aser. Kedei netilah, because it doesn't spread randomly. It's not going to spread like the northwards and not southwards or down and not up, but it spreads more in the adjacent Kedina Tila than in the rest of it.
Right? Because it's more concentrated in the first layer. You know, in the layer that touched the chelif. Yes, it spreads in more or less evenly, but not totally evenly. In the first Canadian teal is more concentrated, and the rest of it, it's more diluted. And therefore, if it's only 59 times the chelif, it's all treif. But even if it's 60 times the chelif, you have to take off the outer kedain, the tila. Okay, how do the poskim paskin here? There are achronim, the shach quotes, the Maharai and the Maharshal, who paskin like the Rambam here.
Right? So there are those, the shach quotes, the Maharai and the Maharshal. Shach sifkatan something. Sifkatan Tesavav, but let's see what the Mechaber says. Let's go to Hey. Oh, sorry. Before we see what the Mechaber says, let's go to the second case. G'di kachosh, yukolei fa'ochel adshmi yelcheilem, it's not all treif. Is there more than one way to understand why? Why in a g'di kachosh, a scrawny g'di, is it not all treif? Exactly. Right. There are two possibilities here why the g'di, why the scrawny g'di is... Right, we have to figure out which of these tshatim is correct. Either because chelev kachosh eino mifapeya, maybe it's qualitative, right? Scrawny fat is not fatty. Again, I'm not a scientist to know, you know, whether the scientists would agree or not, but scrawny fat is qualitatively different than fatty fat. Meaning everyone has fat in their body, but if you're a starving guy, then even the fat that you have is a lower quality fat. It doesn't spread. Or the other issue is, no, there's no qualitative difference. Fat is fat. Chelev kachosh mifapeya. This obviously only works for the most rishonim. Mifapeya. Meaning, if it's scrawny, it doesn't have a lot of fat. How much fat does scrawny, how much fat does scrawny goats have? The answer is less than a 60th. Right, because quantitatively, well, why is he scrawny? He's scrawny because he doesn't have a lot of fat. And therefore, it's an umdana that any scrawny goat, the fat is less than a 60th of the body. Of the body mass, the body volume. Okay, so let's see how we pass on these things. Let's read here. Yes?
Is this all assuming kind of a natural kachosh? Or what if you, there's a more formal way where you remove the fat, your process, you do remove the fat before you then remove.
No, here we're talking that it's naturally scrawny. If you remove the fat, then quantitatively it would still be less, but qualitatively it would be less. But here we're talking about with mama scrawny. Remember, in those days, a lot of people and animals were scrawny. There wasn't always enough food to eat. So, the number, Sif, hey, Bamed Varmum Shainifli Ozo Elkidin Tila Be Yerech and Gido Kayotsko, a Yerech with the Gida Nasha, Dover Kachosh, Imo Kothavapea, which is Kachosh and has no power to spread Bacholaticha. And by the way, the post can point out here, not only the Gida Nasha is not Mephapea, even what else is Usser? The Gidda Nasha actually passing has no taste. So what's really giving treif taste? The Shuman I get. The Shuman next to the Gidda Nasha is also, that's not a very fatty kind of Shuman. Okay. Avol Gidi Shomen Shetlo B'chalvo, but a fat Gidi that you roasted it with the fat, and Ebechol Gidi Shishim Kenegdo, Kenegdo Kol HaChelev Shabo, Asur Lechol Fimersh Asno. If the Gidi is not 60 times the Chelev, you're not allowed to eat even from the tip of its ear, meaning from the furthest part of the body. Shekem Shum Shomen Fapeh B'kulo, to the Shomen Fapeh B'kulo, Avolom Kachosh, okay, that is very, very explicit. He tells us which pshat in the Gemara holds up, right? This is the discussion of Tosfos And Tosfos brings down both deos. One is called the Reader Tam, and one is called the Odi Shlomar.
Okay, we're going to give names. This is Reader Tam, and this is the Odi Shlomar. In Tosfos there, it's a one-line Tosfos. Reader Tam says qualitative, Odi Shlomar quantitative. The Machaber paskens very, very clearly, like Reader Tam. Even if it's, you don't have 60 connectal, even if it's a 50th, scrawny fat is not mefapea.
Okay, let's see how we pass against on our first issue. Let's read a little more. Aval, elokdesha, v'afilo chatichas iser kusha, v'chatichas hetar shenitz leis ima shmeina. Okay, maybe we'll come back to that soon. But even if the chatichas iser is kachosh, but the heter next to it is shamein, the iser is still mefapea b'chulo, because the heter, the fatty heter, fattens up the scrawny iser. Now the scrawny iser is fat and it spreads. I want to come back to that in a couple seifim. The chol darish will be a pulish and nafal mokim yadumi chaticha. Anything that has mefapea, anything that's shamein, that falls in a particular part of the chaticha, pitzli, afishes from chaticha shishon vatal iser. Even though it's both Shishim, Sarif, Natilas, Moskin,
we Paskin like the Rashba. This is the Machaber. The Shach agrees with him.
We Paskin like the Rashba, that it's both Shishim, but even when it's both Shishim, you still have to ask for the Kedin Natila because it might be more concentrated in the first layer. Okay, here you get to a few details in the Poskin. The Shach is, you see, there are Chashuv Poskim who want to take the side of the Rambam, and in the, again, I'm not guaranteeing that these are the shilas that will come up every day for us, but in the Pesachei Chuvi, he quotes a Shem Rokeach, who wants to make a compromise. What does he say? He says, if you're sure something's really shumming, he quotes from the Shem Rokeach and the Prima Gadim, that even though you should take off a Gedei Netila, if you cook it without taking off a Gedei Netila, you don't need 60 connected to the Kedei Netila, meaning we'll be sumach on the Rambam that the Kedei Netila didn't become Usur, together with Reno Frying that's Nochanan Bashari Surim. Therefore, you won't need 60 connected to the Kedei Netila. So that's a, we do have a little bit of a compromise, right? So, something al Seraph of the Rambam plus Reno Ephraim. What do we mean, the Rambam plus Reno Ephraim? You should throw out the Kedei Netila, but if you didn't, then you cook the Kedei Netila. You don't need to say Hanan and 60 against the whole Kedei Netila and then get into a lot of losing food for treif. You can say, maybe the Rambam is right, the Kedei Netila is kosher, and even if he's wrong, maybe Ephraim is right and it's not Hanan, and therefore it's Bafel Shisha. Okay. What? Yeah, exactly. Then remember, the whole piece of meat was 60 times anyway. Right? The only problem is that the Kedei Netila became Hanan. Now the Kedei Netila is going to answer everything. Okay, that far we don't have to go. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eger actually has an interesting case. He discusses, what if it falls on a Mokum Eini Yadua? Like, Mamish, you have a piece of ham that accidentally fell and touched one part of your steak. So the a piece of fat dripped on one part of your steak, and, you know, it's Batul Shishim, but you have to throw out that Kedei Netila. What if you don't know where it fell? So in the end, Rabbi Akiva Eger thinks that if in the end, if you don't know where it fell, taka, you can mount to the whole steak. Because you can say it fell on one part, but there's many parts it didn't fall. The part it did fall is batel, to all the parts it didn't fall. Through bitl yavish v'yavish. Okay, well, that's a detail. We don't really have to go into it now. Let's continue in the Rambam then. Continuing the Rambam. B'chol b'vashav lo brotu v'ofo yidinu k'shitzli. Anything that you cook without gravy, or that you bake, counts as slay. I mean, it doesn't matter, you have to be roasting, it just has to be dry. B'chol davar. V'yej omrim, here's what we're waiting for. De'ein on b'kim e'ezo mikri kachosh, o shamein v'yej lesar, b'chol inyan adik shishim. We're not b'kim, what's kachosh, what's shamein. Therefore, for us Ashkenazim, all tzli asers up to 60, even more than k'dei netila. V'afilu ikashishim tzart v'yos mako. And of course, even if it is multiple shishim, you still need Kedei Netila. For us Ashkenazim now, you need Kedei Netila for two reasons. Number one, because of the Rashba, and even if multiple shishim, you need Kedei Netila. Number two, because we're not Bekim, and maybe it's really Kachosh. So according to everyone, it asks for Kedei Netila. V'achi nohod, Okay, that's our meaning. Ashkenaz, that we're not bekiyim, and basically, we're not bekiyim. If a trace piece of meat touches my kosher piece of meat on the barbecue, the whole kosher piece of meat is usher, even more the kedin tila, regardless of whether the trace is kafet or shamin, because we're not bekiyim. But when do we say that we're not bekiyim and chilev? Remember, there's scrawny chilev and good chilev because we hold like a rare time, or other things that could be shamin, like meat. Something that is shayach to have shamanness, like an apple or a matzah or whatever. Kachosh, it's obviously kachosh. You don't need any bikias. Ain't also rakdein tila. Only asukdein tila. The minigashka is only things that could be shamin, but something that can't be shamin, we don't make exera, even on things that can't be shamin. The shayach here in Sivkat and Tess Zion says not so fast. Because he quotes from a Torah Chatas and a Maharshal and other Achronim that we are machmir even if things aren't shayach shamanis. So what did the Rambam mean here? So he wants to compromise. It depends on Issur D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. Again, this is big akin to the Rambam. In Issur D'rabbanan, we're not machmir if it's not shayach shamanis. But in Issur D'oraisa, we're so machmir even if it's not shayach shamanis, we make a gzeirah. And Taka, we go like the Shach. Okay, we'll summarize this soon. When we see a few other shachs and put them together. As to this issue of, shaykh. Let's meanwhile go to halachavav. Halachavav, sifav. Dover sheishvav piyapua betzlim. Aya echad chami echad tzonein atachton gover. Right? Tata gover. In this case of shamein and tzli. Lefikach and nachol cham al tzonein ino osur kudei klipa. If hana kolt kudei klipa nachol tzonein and cham. Ein behet or shishim giving an isra kol osur. And if the tzonein falls on Cham, then Tata Gover. And if it's not 60, it is all Aser. Okay, basically, this is a general rule. Tata Gover trumps all the other rules. Let's just make sure that we're not going to make a mistake here. If you have Cham plus tzonein, what's the rule? So, if you have Cham al-gabei tzonein, then it's only Aser Kedei Klipa, no matter what. Because I'd make a little brother Kedei Klipa. If you have Tzonein Al Gabei Cham, then it's the same as Cham Al Gabei Cham. And then it depends. If it's Bishol, then it's all Aser, unless you have Shishin Bin Batalit. If it's Tzli, Kachosh, Lefidim Achaber, then it's Aser Kedei Netila. And if it is Tzishamin, or any Tzli, according to the Ramah, who says we're not Bekiyan, then it's all Aser. Unless you have Shishim, and even if you have Shishim, only Kol Makom, Aser Kedei Netila, even if it's Shishim, you have to Aser Kedei Netila. Okay, that is that's the basics. Now, here we get to a diuk of the poskim. They ask the following, sorry, excuse me if I turn it back to you. This is not about Tzli, not about Bishol. Bishol gets all the time out of everything and into everything. But when do we say that a piece of Isser asers another piece by touching it when it's hot? Davka kshishur machos atzma, only if it's asr machos atzma. Could go nevela or basr b'chalav, like nevela or basr b'chalav. But if it only has an isser of what it absorbed from elsewhere, ein oseris acheris anugaspa, it doesn't aser another piece that touches it. Afilu im nitzlu yachad, even if they were roasted together. Okay, we'll stop here and analyze this, because this is going to be very, very controversial. Let's think about this for a moment. Every case of tzli. Let's put it on the board. Think about this for a moment, Rabosai. Ready? Red is Isser, right?
Yeah.
Here you have your Isser. And you have Sli going on here. And here you have your Heter. Sorry. Meant was. Here you have your Heter. And it's not Shami. So what do we paskin? Only Asr's Kedei Netila. Right? The Tam of the Isser spreads. Only that far. Only through Kedei Netila. Now, here's an interesting question. Hold on a second. You're being told that this next to this, so it spreads Kedei Netila. You're also being told that this part of the steak next to this part of the steak, and this part of the steak next to this part of the steak, and this part of the steak next to this part of the steak. So I'm going to say it Asr's Kedei Netila. Then that taste goes and Asr's another Kedei Netila, and Asr's another Kedei Netila, and Asr's another Kedei Netila. So the answer is obvious, right? Meaning, if it Asr the first Kedei Netila, why doesn't that Asr the next Kedei Netila, and the next Kedei Netila, and the next Kedei Netila? Right? But it doesn't. As you know, it doesn't Asr the whole thing. So what do we learn from here? That when does the Tam go and Asr Kedei Netila? When it's the Tam of the Isser itself. When the Tam of the Isser is Nivla into Heter, that doesn't go further through Tzli. Tzli does not make a Tam of Isser Nivla into Heter spread. It only makes the Tam of the thing itself spread. That's the principle of Seif Zayin. At least here, again, we're talking not about Shami. That a thing that's not Shami. What's the principle? The principle is that if here you have Isser, then Tzli spreads this taste Kedei Netila. But if here you have Heter with a Leah of Isser inside, it's not going anywhere. Tzli cannot, Bishel can. So imagine, I have, it doesn't even have to be Heter and Isser. I have a carrot from the chicken soup. It has chicken taste inside. If I put that carrot into a vegetable soup, the chicken taste will come out of the carrot and go through the vegetable soup because Bishol makes all tastes come out and go in. But if I put that carrot on the grill, the carrot taste will come out, right? Meaning the Heter taste will come out, Kedei Netila. But no, Isser taste will come out. Because Tzli only gets out the taste of the natural piece itself. It doesn't get out the taste of the Bliya inside it. And even though you might say, well, what if we're Ashkenazim? Then this Heter is Hanan. So shouldn't even the taste of the Heter itself ask for things? No. But even if you hold Hanan once, the Heter taste is no longer mixed with Isser taste. It is no longer Hanan. Right, here we have a limitation on the idea of Hanan. Even though we Ashkenazim hold Hanan b'shari surin and the Heter taste comes out, so shouldn't the Isser have made the Heter Hanan, now the Heter taste can go in and trafe up things? In this case, shouldn't the Isser make the outer Kedei Netila Hanan? Then the outer Hanan Kedei Netila will make the next Kedei Netila Hanan, etc. No, because there's a limit to Hanan. It doesn't mean it's mamish usher forever. Hanan doesn't mean this Heter, every molecule of this Heter has become trafe forever. No, it means we treat every molecule of this Heter as trafe as long as it's mixed with Isser. even if it's only mixed with a 70th Isser or an 80th Isser or a millionth Isser, even if it gets very diluted, as long as the Heter and Isser are still are still Mitzurif in some way, we treat it all as treif. But here we see Hanan is temporary. Because when the taste comes out of the pure Heter taste comes out of this piece without Isser taste, it's no longer Hanan. That's Muskim and Old Poskim. And that's what we mean here. That's what we mean here, Rabosai. Therefore, what happens? Let's say I have chazer. And here I have heter. Aser kadei klipa. Even if it's not shami. Chazer kachosh. Right? But if I have heter shenis bashalim chazer or nitzlim chazer or whatever that has taste of chazer within it, right? Then, and here I have heter. Nope. Motor legamre, it does not affect it at all. Motor legamre doesn't affect it at all. Because that's a rule, what's the rule called? Ein blia yotzeis mechaticha lechaticha beli rotev. Okay, that's not, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't use that phrase, but that's what the Achronim call this rule. What's this rule called? The rule is called Ein blia yotzeis mechaticha lechaticha. Just remember what it means. I don't mean that the tam of one chaticha won't go into the next chaticha of that rotev. Of course it will. That's the whole point of tzli asra k'dei netila. What I mean is that a mere blia, a tam that was nivla from somewhere else that's in a chaticha, will not come out without rotev. Yes. I was just testing. How does that fit with Efshel Sof to Aser? And basically what we're saying is that, what we're saying is this. This is the mainstream Achronim. Efshel Sof to Aser means that if you have an Isser that was a Hetcher that was Bolea Isser, and you separate out most of that Bleas Isser and leave only a tiny amount, like a 70th, an 80th, a 90th, a 100th, Efshel Sof was still Isser. But if you can magically separate all of it, which you can't do in the piece itself, I mean, the piece itself, if you could take a magic wand and remove all these little red dots from the piece itself, it would have to become Mutter. What do we mean by Efshel Sof to Isser? There is no magic wand that can remove from the piece itself. All you can do is remove more and more and more and more of it from the piece itself. You'll keep cooking it until more and more comes out. There'll always be a kol shehu left. That's what Efshel Sof to Aser means. It means as long as there's a kol shehu left, right? Good point. Here you have heter with Bleas Isser. Don't we say, and we'll see in Simon Kovah, that even Sfarim say Efshel Sof to Aser, in the words of the Poskim, what does it mean, Efshel Sof to Aser? Efshel Sof to, even if you squeeze it out, it's still Aser. What does that mean? What that means is, even if you remove most of the Isser taste from Chaticha, and it's now less than 1/60th, it's still Aser. That's what Efshel Sof to Aser means. Even if you remove most of these little red dots, and now you're only left with 0.001% treif taste in this chaticha, it's still Aser. But if you could remove all the Aser, what is Efshel Sof to Aser? As long as there's still some tseiref to his arvus derech nesinas tam, the Aser remains. There is a his arvus derech nesinas tam. Now there's no nesinas tam, but there's still a tseiref to that his arvus. There's still a continuation, a hemshech of the Hisarvus. That stays also. It's actually also Oster. But if you eliminate this Arvus,
but if you could remove the Isser taste completely, it would be Mutter again.
But you can't, because how can you remove all the Isser taste from a piece? All you could do is, like, cook it at a high temperature for a long time in a big vat of liquid and dilute more and more of the taste out of it. But it'll still have a kolshu left. Right? It still have a kolshu left. There'll always be a kolshu left. And therefore, Epshel tells us, but Lu Yitzu, you had a magic wand, or they supposed to be, Eliyona would come and tell you somehow magically that all the Isser taste left, it would take a stay mutter. Bein l'sfardim, bein l'ashkenazim. However, you can't. But you know what you can do? When you roast it next to another chaticha, what comes out, you've successfully taken all the treif taste out of the heter taste. Okay.
You can't. But the plata al yidei tzli does this.
Because when you plate the al-yidei tzli, since the blia can't come out without rotev, but the taste of the piece itself can't come out without rotev, therefore, you've gotten the heter taste, eliminated all the isser taste, and it turns mutter again. Not the piece, but the taste that comes out turns mutter again. Yes, Yomi. That's Efshel Sotosser, yeah. Meaning, if 1 ounce of treif got absorbed into a 50-ounce chaticha, and now somehow you get it down to half an ounce of treif, a tenth of an ounce of treif, a hundredth of an ounce of treif, it's a 1 to 5,000 ratio, that's the osser, that's Efshel Sotosser. Even when you squeeze it out, it stays osser forever. That is what you might think. Now, just to be fair, Tosa and Kofches quotes Machlutz and the Rashbam and the Ri, the Rashbam seems to be more machmir and might actually disagree with everything we've been saying. But let's go according to the Ri and the Rashbam and all the Rishonim who disagree with them. I'm going according to the mainstream now. So what I said then was an exaggeration. The Rashbam might agree. Look at Tosos and Daf Kofches. Diber Hamaschil Amai, top of Kofchesim and base. Okay, but you're right, meaning after Hanan, everything that happens when a Tarubas happens doesn't actually permanently turn every molecule into treif. You can go back and kashra again if you get it all the Yisr. But you have to get it all the Yisr, and there is no way to get it all the Yisr. But when you tzli it next to something else, then its own taste goes out, but the Yisr can't go out at all, not even 0.001%. It's a rule that it can't go out. Therefore, what goes into this next piece has isolated the heter without any yeser, and as that what goes into the next piece becomes kosher again. So, like, undoes Hanan. How can you undo Hanan? By removing all the yeser. You can't remove all the yeser, but if you roast it next to something else and see what goes into the next piece, that has all the yeser removed from it and undoes the Hanan. Now, here's where it gets controversial. Okay? Big hashgafic controversy of our time. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch again. Hadachati was Yisro Seres Taver, Dabin Yasa, Davka Kshasur Machas Athlep, Dum Nebeva, O Basar B'chalim. Balam Ein, by Yisro Masha Balam, Makam Acha, Eino Seres Acher, Sanu Gaspa. Let's, what are these cases? The case of Nebeva is pretty easy. Here we have Nevela, Shchuta, that becomes Asur Kedei Klipa. Because that's not a Blia in the Nevela, it's the Nevela's taste itself. If you have Heter, and Heter Shibala Isser, then nothing happens. That's easy. What does Basar B'Cholov mean? What's the Pashup Shad of Basar B'Cholov? Pashup Shad of Basar B'Cholov, what does that mean? That means, here you have Heter. What is Basar B'Cholov? Or it doesn't mean a piece of Cholov with leaves of Basar in it, then it wouldn't be a piece. It means a piece of Basar with leaves of Cholov in it, Pashtus, right?
chalav. And what do we say? We say, this will answer k'dei netila.
Why? What does this seem to say? Because basar b'chalav, that's not like shari surin. Shari surin, temporarily they're asur, but if lu yitzurin, you could remove all of the treif, they become mutter again. But basar b'chalav is different. Basar b'chalav, that's hanan d'oraisa. Basar b'chalav, mamish, the molecules of meat and molecules of milk turn into a new heft of treif. And therefore, what is this? This is the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch.
The pshat of the Shulchan Aruch is basar b'chalav. And then what's the svara? The svara is that even if the basar taste goes out without any chalav, that stays asur forever. Whose sheet does that in the Acharonim? Anyone? Whose sheet does that? The sheet of the Shah. The sheet of the Shah. And what does this mean? This means that Hanan and Basar B'chalav was very serious. The Basar, what's the Svara? That the Basar is Asar Afal Pi She'ein Bo Afilu Kol Shehu. Chalav. Why? Because Basar B'chalav is different. That's Mamish Chanan.
To me, this doesn't seem like a shot at all. This seems like a far-fetched reconstruction of what the case of the Shulchan is talking about. Why would I have any problem that this case is talking about a piece of Hezeh when the piece of Basar is a whole layer of Chalav?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Kigom Nevela O Basar B'chalav. Nevela means there's a Nevela next to Heter. Basar B'chalav, it says O, means Basar B'chalav next to Heter. Okay, but you know what? One thing I'll admit methodologically to know. What is, if there are two ways, two Pshatim in the Mefarshim, which one is a Pashup Shat, which one isn't, is sometimes in the eye of the beholder. So Noah says that's a Pashup Shat. What does Noah think Shat in the Shulchan Aruch is? You have Basar touching.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, keep in mind, you know, it's not Chalav, it's Gvina, but okay, Basar B'chalav didn't need Basar Chalav, but Basar Bisari and Chalavi. Basar and Gvina, and Basar and Gvina, obviously the taste of the Basar itself goes Kedei Klipa, Netila, I mean the Tama of the Gvina itself goes Kedei Netila. This is, okay, do I know which Pshat of Shulchan Aruch? Maybe I don't know, okay, Noah disagrees with me. Is just as much a right. I thought that was Pashup Shat. This is the Shulchan Aruch Lefi the Shach. This is the Shulchan Aruch Lefi the Taz. And the Gra. The Gra here agrees with the Taz. And the Marashal agrees with this. I mean, he doesn't know what Pashat the Shulchan Aruch is. He doesn't care about the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if you read the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know the exact timeline. But why did the Taz and the Grush say this? I really think it's not so Pashup Shat. Either Nevela or Basar B'chalav. A piece of Nevela next to your kosher, or a piece of Basar B'chalav next to your kosher. Not Basar B'gvina. But no one disagrees. Okay. Why do they want to say that? But, if you would have Basar Shabal B'chalav next to Heter, then it would not answer it at all. It would be totally mutter. Why? Because they know the Basar B'chalav is no worse Hanan than Shari Surin. The Basar is only Asur. Even though we said the Basar B'chalav for sure turned into a Nechefta Basar B'chalav. After all, the Basar is mutter, the Chalav is mutter. What's Asur? A new Chefta Basar B'chalav. Even that new Chefta Basar B'chalav is still only temporary. As long as there's Basar and Chalav, even 1%, even 0.1%, even 0.0001%. If it's a cheft of Isser. But if you can separate out the Basar and the Chalav, you can undo Basar B'chalav. That's what the Taz holds. Right? What's the Svara? The Svara is that, nope. If you remove all Tam Chalav from the Basar,
Isser, then you undo the Isser Basar B'Cholav, and it becomes mutter. Of course, in an actual piece of steak that absorbed milk, there is no way to remove all the milk. All you can do is remove more and more and more and more milk, and there'll only be a kol shiv left. Think about it. Even take the steak, and you cook it for a million hours in a vat that's 1,000 times its size, and all the milk gets diluted 1,000. It still has 1,000th of the milk left inside it. Right? There's no way to get rid of all of it. No matter how much you dilute, there's still some left. But if you could wave a magic wand and get rid of all the milk from the steak, you would undo the Basar B'Cholav and make it kosher again. Even Basar B'Cholav was only temporary. And of course you can't. Basar B'Cholav is permanent. You can't get all the milk out of the steak. But when you roast that steak next to another food, the time that comes out of that steak is only meat without milk, because a bliya doesn't go out without Yotev. And then the time that comes out of that steak is pure meat without milk, and you've undone Basar B'Cholav and it becomes kosher again. That's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch going to the Taz and the Gra. I'm talking about undoing it. Meaning, the time that comes out of the steak through tzli is a time heter.
Why is it not just that it could be a non-inch and it could be also because of this kind of stuff?
Because if it was treif, why wouldn't it make the next piece of meat usher?
You have to go limitation on kanan. Usher is up to
kanan. I don't think that's a good start. I don't understand this. Yeah, be careful, you took our reps. I don't understand the svara of what you're saying. Like, if it's usher, it should make the next piece usher. If it's mutter, it shouldn't make the next piece usher.
Yeah, it should be a limitation on that.
Yeah, it is a limitation on kanan. It's a limitation that kanan ends. That Hanan means reversed. Ah, you can call it reversing, you can call it ending, you can call it not applying, whatever you want to call it. But it's that mamish, the little gravy juice that comes out into the next piece when you roast it, that little beads of juice that come out into the next piece are taka heter. If you catch one on your finger, you could lift your finger.
Two questions. Maybe you said there's a commercial that all column is like 2 months, and like fatty, like if a
thing's not there. That is a machlokas achronim. But now we're not the chumers. Now we're in just the ikaritim.
Let me also get a
No, meaning after the Bliya Bas Rechalov goes into something else, it's only Kanan Dera. Meaning, let's take one of the Shach. After you get the Kedena Til of this piece, the Kedena of this piece is Heter that absorbed Bas Rechalov, that would only be Kanan Midrabanan. But this Kanan Dera. So like that into the next thing would only be Kanan Dera. Now, what's the big raya that the Taz and everyone's bringing? You should know that Badei Shulchan Paskin like the Taz, even though he's more Mekel. That's a strange thing for him to do. Why does he do so? Because he has a good raya. Remember the original case of Simon Tzadi Beis. Who remembers this case? Here you had your pot of meat, and you had all your pieces of meat, and you had your piece that was out of the rotev, right? And the tibas chalav landed in a piece that's out of the rotev. Let's say like the reed, which is more mainstream shot now. What happens? Lo near v'lo kisa. Lo near v'lo kisa. What happens? This becomes usher. But this is mutter, right? It stays in that piece. Oh, why does it stay in that piece? That piece is now bas b'cholav. And if that piece is bas b'cholav, then, according to the shach, that's an aser, the next piece. So what do we see here? We see here that basar shebala chalav eino Oster Haticha Hanogasba. You know, Saris. Tichas Basar. We wrote it. This is exactly the sheet of the test. Think about it. The first piece becomes Basar B'chalav. And it doesn't pass to the piece touching it. What does that prove? That even a piece of Basar that has milk in it doesn't ask for the piece next to it through its sleeve. Why? Because the milk can't go through. Only the time of the meat itself can go through. Out of the time of the meat itself is Chanan. Doesn't matter. This is the proof of the Taz and the Gra. And Taka, again, how likely this is going to come up, I don't know, but the Badei Shulchan points out that most Achronim follow the Taz and the Gra. What would the Shach say? So if you remember, the Shach said it then. I just said, skip the Shach now because you're not going to understand why until much later. Well, the much later has come. The hermeneutic circle has been completed. What did the Shach say in Siman Sadi Beis of Katan Zayin? It's a very short one. Someone read me Sadi Beis of Katan Zayin. He also said it here. What does he say? Very, very pithily. Very pithily. What does he say? Sadi Beis of Katan Zayin in the Shach. Should be only one line. Ah, says the Shach? No, you're wrong. Who says this piece is butter? That's what we all thought it meant. It's not true. This piece is butter. This says the Taz. But what would the Shach say back? This piece, I said klipa metila, is actually, he said it here, but he said it there also, a circuit in the tila. And the Taz there didn't say it because he disagreed. Right? So Shach l'shizase, yeah, I think we may, maybe have one or two other times. This comes up l'shizase a few times. Right? This piece is a circuit in the tila, but, and here's what Binyamin said, but it's only a circuit in the tila. Why? Tam basar b'chalav goes into the outer kedema tila. Now this is not basar that absorbed chalav, it's basar that absorbed basar b'chalav, which is just like basar that absorbed iser. Basar that absorbed iser, then everyone agrees that you don't take the chanan so seriously and doesn't answer the next kedema tila. That is the machlokas shach and taz right here, how to interpret the word basar b'chalav in the shulchan aruch here. I think the taz are reading the pshat, and personally, if you ask me, I think the taz are reading the pasuk pshat in the shulchan aruch, although no one disagrees. And I think the Shach is reading the Pasuk Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's more of a Pasuk Pshat in the nature of Basar B'chalav. But neither of those are Mechach. And the Taz is reading the Pasuk Pshat in the case of the Gemara Daf Kof Ches and Shulchan Aruch Siman Sadi Beis. And the question is, who wins? And most Achronim go with the Taz here. The Gra goes with the Taz. That's a fake, usually. People don't like the Taz more than the Shach. But the Gra goes with the Taz, and a lot of other Achronim go with the Taz here. And there are a lot of Rishonim. Even the Shach gets a little stuck. He has to admit that the Rishonim sound more like the Taz here. That the Ri sounds more like the Taz. The Rashba sounds more like the Taz. Lemaise, the Rishonim do sound more like the Taz. Even if I'm right against Noah, that the Mechaber here sounds more like the Shach, there are more, it seems to be more Rishonim on the side of the Taz. And even if you read the Shach, he starts with all the Rishonim who are on the Taz side and just says, oh, but they're wrong. That's the Shach can do that. We're not necessarily convinced. Okay, any questions about this? Yes, Yoni. Correct. It sounds like the Taz. Correct. And the Shach says, it means except for Dini Tila. That's called Shark Dira Mutter. But you're right, it's not Pashup Shat. So you're right, Pashup Shat is Shofan Ar Clear, whereas Pashup Shat is here. Is even a best case scenario. I'm not quite sure how likely it is to come up, but no, we're not shach yidden. We're a shach yidden. I don't know, some of us are yadot haTorah yidden. I think I'm happy with the achronim here. Okay. That's the first part of this, the very famous machlokes. Why do I think the machlokes is interesting? Not because it's likely to come up, not just because two ways of reading the word basar b'chalav. Because it's a very deep, lumbish question of how basar b'chalav works. Does it mamish transform every molecule permanently into a chafetz shel iser, which is the shach? Or no? As long as the basar is mitzurf to chalav, even if the ratio goes down below 1/60th, that remains basar b'chalav. But the etzem, it's only basar b'chalav as long as it's mitzurif. If you can separate it, it turns into heter again. Okay, that is the machlokes here in Shach and the Taz. When it comes to Hanan B'Shari, certain, everyone agrees if you can separate it. Again, not that you can separate the actual piece. You have to have this weird case of Tom coming out to separate it. Then everyone agrees that if you can separate it, it would become a mutter again, because Hanan B'Shari sure is not quite as serious. Okay, Yoni. There'd still be differences between them, you know, but not as big. But I think, you know, I don't know, I haven't every Taz, you have to see if he personally signed on to every difference we've seen until now, but my intuition is I think so. I think you'd say there's still differences, like, for example, the race of Ravana, you know, which doesn't necessarily prove there are conceptual differences, could just be a difference of authority, but at least it opens that up. Okay, continuing then. Bamed Varma Murmur in the middle of the Mechaber in Sif. Sorry, I'm going to write back to you again. I apologize. Every time I try back to you, I apologize. Should I just apologize once for the whole year?
I appreciate the apology.
Okay, fine. I'll
appreciate that.
No, it's really not nice to turn your back to people. But sometimes you have no choice. Okay.
Maybe we're turning our back to everybody.
That's very interesting. Okay. When is all this true? If it was Balea Isser Shenim Fapea, not Tela, a regular Isser, something Kofosh, about Balaman is Verm Hamafapin Betivan, but if it was Balea something that's naturally Mfapea, Kigon Shuman, Osiris Chaverta, Bain Betzli, Bain Betugas, Obzucham Bacham, whether it's Mamish Tzli, Mamish on the grill, or off the grill, just touching each other hot and hot. Or if the bottom is hot and the top is cold, which is the same as they're both being hot. So Isra Balubaat Vapea Vigotzi Mikhatika Lechatika. Here's the finish. When do we say that the Blia doesn't come out of the Khatika that Rotev? When it's not shumming. But when it's shumming, it does come out without Rotev. Okay, there's some details here which I'm not going into all the details, the Shach Daf Simkat and Chaf Aleph, the Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Let's just stick with the main idea. The main idea is pretty clear: is that Ein Bli Yosef Chatzichah Kli is Bli Rotev, unless it is Shamin. Says the Shach here very interestingly. In Sivkat and Yud Zayin, which is in the middle of a long conversation, and then in Sivkat and Yud Ches, in the middle of a medium-sized conversation, he says, Ashkenazim don't have a chumrah in terms of this. Why not? Probably because here it's not mukhra from Shas that this is true, that if there's an exception if it's shumim. It's not mukhra from Shas that if Shuman got absorbed in a piece through Tzli, then it'll come out of that piece without Rotev. May not be Mokhtar and Shas. There's a case of Tikula de Bisra and Daf Tzadi Ches. We're not sure if it means a pot or a basket. We're not sure if it means dry or cooking or stew. And somehow the Chilev spreads throughout it. Chazanish says also that's when the Chilev is touching the top piece and all together, not necessarily the Chilev touching one piece and then later it touches another piece. But there is such a sheet. We Paskin, it's not Mokhtar and Shas. But we paskin like the shita that if it's chilev, it's mapei mechaticha lechaticha. However, since that shita is not a dover pasha, it's not obvious that this exception is true. Therefore, says the shach that we do rely on our bechias for this. We don't have an ashkenazic chumra of einon bechiyim when it comes to mapei mechaticha lechaticha. There, no, we use our bechias. Again, the truth is, personally, besides the fact that our muffins are not bechiyim, I sometimes feel like I'm actually not a bucky. Okay, that's a separate problem. But whatever, I could get someone who's more of a bucky. There are people who know a lot about food. And if you're a Baki, then you can rely on your Bikias to, when it comes to Hapeel Chaticha L'Chaticha. Why? The Shach never says why, but I assume the reason why is because maybe even a Darashamani doesn't go from Chaticha L'Chaticha that rope tef. So we're Machmer, it does. But we don't also have to be Machmer that we're not Bikia. That is the discussion of the Shach of Katan Chaf Aleph. Says the Shach that, oh no, the, sorry, that's the, hold it, tell me your case again. You have? Sonen on top of Cham. A cold piece on top of a hot piece. And? And they're both dry.
And the Isser
has a, but it has Bli of Chilev. It has Bli of Chilev. Would we say that it travels through the, yeah, then we would say, then we'd be Machmer. What?
It's not just sin. What?
It's not
just sin. Why is it different? It's on top of each other's
side. It's not. Said if it's chelev, it, then it would go.
Meaning a bli of chelev.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be, yasser.
No, then it would be yasser. I lost you.
Oh, it's only, we only say transfer
if
it's chelev, not chelev. The bli of it, then.
No, unless the bli is chelev.
I mean, not, how many facts, sorry, sorry.
Oh, a non-fat. Oh, okay. So let's say Isser has non, then it doesn't matter if they're both hot or they're on the fire or the bottom is hot, then it won't transfer. With that rotel. Right. So unless the Blias Isser is shine. Okay, now we have one thing that we need to discuss for Bosai. The question of, and we have maybe a few things we need to discuss, but the question dealt with by the Shach here in Sukkot and Yotes, which corresponds in much earlier to the Taz in Sukkot and Yot. A stira, certainly in the Torah, unclear if this stira also exists in the Shulchan Aruch or not, between Siv Zayin and hey, what do I mean? Let's review these two cases. This is the principle called Ozel Hayim Fatim Lahayim. Let's start with the Gemara. Says the Gemara in. Says the Gemara in Psachim. Here's my Psachim. In Psachim, Daf Ayin Vav. Really, the top of Amud. I mean, the sentence starts on Amud Aleph, but it's the top of Amud Beis. Talking about Recha Milsa. So give Recha. Which we're going to get to soon. Simut Kuf Ches. Says that, according to Rav, who holds Recha Milsa, if you only fatty things have Recha. So, if you cook fatty treif, sorry, roast fatty treif near kosher, smell the fatty will go into the kosher and aser. Because Rav holds Recha Milsa. We don't, but he does. What if you cook fatty kosher next to lean treif? Let's get the background of the Gemara, right? Sachim, Daf, and the beginning of the Amud. Here you have Basar, Shchuta, Shami. Roasting near, not touching, just near. Basar, Nevela, that's Kachosh. Basar, Shchuta, Shami, Shifon, Basar, Nevela, Kachosh, Asar. Why? My taima mefatmi mehadadi. They fatten each other. What does this mean? Step one. The tam of the tray fattens up the kosher. Now that the kosher is fatty. No. Not what I meant. Step one. The fatty kosher fattens up the treif. Step two, Now, the now fabbing treif asers. How do you say asers?
No.
The religious leader proscribes. And prohibits for that matter. Okay, now the now fatty treif makes the heter treif. Okay. Anyway, right, that's the two steps, meaning lean treif couldn't have done anything, but first the fattiness fattens off the lean treif, and then it goes back. Basically, what's the principle? If the heter is fatty, it's just as bad as if the isser is fatty. Here we have a stira in the tour. And I think the pshat in the shofar, it's hard to tell. Steer in the tour. Tour. And maybe Noah's going to argue with me on every sip shot in the shofar. Okay, let's say the tour. What's the steer in the tour? Between Sif Hay and Sif Zion. In Sif Hay, what did he say explicitly? And it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Hafila chatech az isher kusha v'chaytiv az heter shenitzlzim ha'shmeina ha'isher mefapeya bechula. What did we say here? We had sleep. And we had isher kachosh. And heter shamein. What did we say? The isher answers the whole thing. Why? Because the heter fattens up the isser, and then the isser is fat and goes through the whole heter. Just like the sugar brecha milsa. And that's where they learned it from. The only mucker in shas is the sugar brecha. There is no other mucker in shas for this concept called nefat miyahadad. Right? What's the name? Called pito. Not haktoris. Mefat mi. A pito like anaptima ve'achtaklis in Bava Kama. Mefapi Ahadadi, they fatten each other. Right? What? Mefati, very good. Rashi Kutiel, right? Either both Pitnik Biyitzra and Mefati Magom Lavrozar, I think. Rashi Kumish is better than Mark. Bava Kama. Mefapi Ahadadi, and that's what's called sometimes by the Achronim Pito. Okay, fattening. Pito means fattening. Again, not the same as Pito Makhtoris. Now, what happens in Sif Zion? If you read simple shot in the Shulchan Aruch in Zion, this is very forced in the Torah, says the Torah, quoted in the Shas, Sukkot Yotes, Afilu chaticha shenivla ba'asir shomim, b'shumen shabam mefapeya, b'sh'ina shumen shabam molech yimoha Yisrael l'makam sh'Yisra atma yachol l'yibach l'sham. Here we have, also we're talking about sleep. Two pieces. Here we have heter, and here we have heter shomim, Shebola Tam Isser Kachosh. Right? Heter Shomein, that was Bolein Isser Kachosh. So the Isser Kachosh doesn't have the ability to get out without Rotif. But maybe the Heter Shomein, that the Isser Kachosh is actually living inside, should fatten up the Isser Kachosh and make it go out. Says the Torah, nope, this Isser Kachosh can't go. Hold on a second. How come in this case, the heter shamein that's next to the isser kachosh fattens it up and makes it go, makes it into act fatty? But in this case, the heter shamein that's actually holding the isser kachosh can't just fatten it up and make it act fatty. It's a strange stira. Now, what are the two trivial ways to answer the stira? What are the two trivial ways to answer any stira?
Where's
wrong? How are there two ways? How's that two? Either this is wrong, or that is wrong, right? Those are the two trivial. If the steer between A and B, the two trivial answer, either A is wrong taka, or B is wrong taka, right? Both of those are found in the Mefarshim. Says the Shach B'das HaMechaber, the Mechaber here was not explicit in Sif Zion. What did the Mechaber say? He says in Sif Zion, if the Blia was fatty, and he didn't go into more detail. So the simple shot, if the bleo is fatty, it spreads. If the bleo is not fatty, it doesn't spread. Even in this case, it doesn't spread. But you're not sure. Base Yosef has this kasha. Right? This is the kushya of the Base Yosef. So one answer is the machaber lefishach, not the shach himself. That's the machaber and the shach. That there is pito. It's sleep. There is pito. This is true. And this is false. It really spreads. Okay. That's one possibility. Which Tishmi Paskin there is, Pitum? The other possibility is the Taz. The Taz is in Sif Hay, right? Sif Kutin Yud, I believe I said before. He says, there's no Pitum Bitzli. This is true. This is false. Nope. This is false. Not true that it's bread. It's only Aser Kedei Netila. Okay, he argues on the Mechaber. How can you say there's no Pitum? Isn't there Pitum in the Sugya of Recha Milsa? Okay, anyone know how we pass about the Sugya of Recha Milsa? In three words? Recha Lav Milsa. Recha Lav Milsa. Fine. Doesn't matter. Recha Lav Milsa. I'm the Chachila were Machmir. But Medina Recha Lav Milsa. He says, yeah, in the Sugya of Recha Milsa, there's such thing as Pitum. And, but Rechel's Lav Milsa. Yeah, there is something as Pitum, but it's Lav Milsa. When it comes to real halachas, there's no Pitum. Yeah, in the realm of things that were Havaminas that might be Usser, which aren't really Usser, there's Pitum. But there's no Pitum in actual Usser. Meaning, since Rechel's not Milsa, Pitum's also not Milsa. Okay. The Darkei Moshe had a third answer. He says, nope, it depends. It depends on, Chilaki mentioned earlier in a different context, what is the Dover Kachosh? Here the case is if the Isser was Chelev Kachosh, which can be enhanced. Yeah, if the Isser is Chelev Kachosh, you can fat him and make it like Chelev Shamin. After all, it's chaylev. Here in the case is, the Esser was Dover Shalosh Shaykh Moshayunis. Again, I know he made this chalik earlier. He made the chalik earlier just in terms of lack of a key. It's not fundamentally. This is an ekroni chalik. He says, something which is Shaykh Shamunis but happens to be scrawny, if you put it near something fat, it'll become fatty. Something that's not Shaykh Shamunis, then even if you put it near something fat, you can't fatten it up. And Lechorah, we don't paskin like any of those. Lechorah, we paskin like the Shach here in Sukkot and Yotes. By the way, you didn't need patience for the Shach. On that Taz in Sukkot and Yod. In Sifhei, the Nekudas Gesser says, I'm about to say later that he's all wrong in this Shach, but here's what he says at length. And he quotes this in the Bach, the Maharshal, and the Prisha. Where do we fit another answer? Says the Shach, the Bach, the Maharshal, and the Prisha, it also depends. But in a totally different way. And here, it's all the same as Yisod. You can maybe give a Hesber in slightly different ways. But what's Pshat, according to the Shach? He says, very poshut. These are two totally different cases. Here you had Mamash and Isser Kachosh. Here all you have is a blee of an Isser Kachosh inside something. It's a big difference between a piece of Isser Kachosh and a disembodied bli of Isser Kachosh. This is an actual piece of Isser Kachosh. An actual piece of Isser Kachosh, if you roast it next to something fatty, will become fatty and then be able to spread. Over here, no, this is only a disembodied, it's really absorbed, not disembodied, blia of Isser Kachosh. Just a blia is so thin and weak that you can't fatten it up. Another way he says it is that here this is going to spread to the Antila. Okay, with a little help, it'll become fatter and be mefutam and spread the whole way. Here, it can't spread at all. It's just too weak to do anything. If it's too weak to do anything, then even if it's near something fatty, it still cannot be fattened up and cannot spread out of the chatzicha. Pashas, most achronim agree with the shach. Most achronim agree with the shach. That sif hay is just different from sif zayin. In an actual piece that's kachosh will be mefutam and turn fatty if it's roasted next to something fatty. But just a blia that's kachosh will not turn fatty even if it's inside something fatty.
Well, why is the
It's about the isser. The isser is the thing that we want to make that might be made stronger here. Does the isser have potential to be made stronger or not? Because the isser is the thing that asers. So here the isser, again, there must here the isser is the thing to make stronger because it's a shoving type thing. Here the isser is not a shoving type thing. That's okimta. Shach is not even okimta. He's just saying the two sifim are different sifim. Here the isser is substantive and kind of substantive, and therefore can be made stronger. Here the isser is not substantive. It is merely a absorption. Therefore, can't be made stronger. Okay. Again, you could like have all kinds of fine-tuned, nuanced explanations why, but I don't think it really matters in the end. This is the chiluk one. You know, you could explain it however you want. Okay. L'maisa l'chor. That's how we pass it. Let us just then finish up this seif. There's the Rama. Says the Rama. The kol zebishtei chatichos. Avol kli shebala iser. Oser heter shenogeabo afilu beisr she'eino shamein. But a kli that is absorbs in a bishar. What if your barbecue, clean barbecue, not so shkia. Let's say clean barbecue. It absorbs treif. So what are you gonna say? That treif doesn't go down the barbecue into your food, but sleep? No, a kli always goes out of a kli without rotef. Why? Rishon actually explained because. A food has its own taste. Since it has its own taste, the bli inside is not going to come out without rotev. But a kli doesn't have its own taste. The only thing that can come out is the bli inside it, so it comes out even without rotev. So now we have three cases. Here we're talking about without rotev, right? Ochel. Can a blia come out without rotev? Ochel to ochel, what do we say? No, but if the blia is shamein, then yes. Kli to ochel, yes. Regardless. Why? Since the kli doesn't have its own taste, the only thing that come out is they tasted absorbed previously. Again, we're not talking the tamen thing itself. The tamen that was absorbed in it. What two cases are not on the board, but are in the shach and the other mefarshim? Have an ochel to kli. From an ochel to kli, you know what? Coming out of an ochel is exactly the same. Oh, sorry, I apologize. From an ochel to kli is the exact same as above. If the blia is shumming, then yes. How about from a kli to a kli? What's the rule? Can a blia go from a kli to a kli without rotev? No. Remember, lechatchila we're mafker. But a blia doesn't come from a kli to a kli without rotev. We learned that previously. Okay, now, yeah?
What about later on? Can you get that?
So this is a special rule for malicha, Caleb. What's the special rule? But the rule makes a lot of sense. Through tzli, time comes out of a kli. Why? Because tzli makes things hot. Did kelim get hot in a fire? Of course they do. Put a kli in a fire, of course it gets hot. Malicha is kiroteach. Why? Because salt makes a chemical reaction. Does salt make a chemical reaction on a kli? No. So that's why salting can't get time out of a kli, because it has no ability, there's no mechanism. Because salt doesn't make however much salt you put on a kli, it'll never make a chemical reaction. It only makes a chemical reaction with food. So that's a special rule of kli called ein melicha l'kelim. That rule is not found in Shas. It's in the Rishonim. And it makes a lot of sense because it's true. Salt has no effect. Heat has the same effect. Not the same. Heat has an effect on a kli. It gets hot. Salt has no effect on a kli. You put a lot of salt on a kli, it just is now a kli that holds salt. You put a lot of salt on food, it starts doing funny things. It gets warm, it starts oozing, it's a lot of strange things happen. Okay, now, the Shach, however, quotes here, in Sivkat and Chaf Gimel, from the Darkei Moshe, but a caveat. Only kadei klipa, a kli, the tam of a kli goes into an ochel, but only kadei klipa. He says. Then he quotes a little later. He says, there's a Maharshal who says that it goes through the whole thing. He could have said it's Machlokes Maharshal and Darkei Moshe. Then he makes an Okimta. He says, no, this is different. That's Retivas Ktsas, and this is Yavesh Ligamre. So the question is, how far does it penetrate into the Ochel? Over here, it penetrates the whole thing if it's Shami. But how far does it penetrate into the Ochel? You know, let's even say this bit. 1 second. Maybe there's also another call. Red. How far does Glia penetrate into, I guess, the Ochel or the Kli for that matter? How far does this Glia penetrate when it goes in? So over here, Bakulo, if it's something fatty, over here, Bakulo. How about in this case? So, says the Shach, it depends. It depends if it is Ochel Yavesh Ligamre, only they clean up. But if it is Ochel, I don't mean liquid, we're talking about solids. But you know, there's a dry solid and a moist solid, right? Let's call it moist. I don't mean liquid. I mean moist, right? You can have a piece of bread that's pretty dry, or you can have, a piece of meat from the cholent. It's solid, but it's a moist solid. It's a wet solid. Then he says, Bakulo, at least Lashkenazim, right? Or not Bakim. Right, what he means is Kedei Tila for Kachosh things and through the whole thing. For Shami things, we're not Bakim, so it goes through the whole thing. And then he adds one thing at the end. He says, but what if the Bli and the Kli was Shami? That's a fascinating question. If a Bli and a Kli is Shami, does it retain its Shamunis power even when it was inside a Kli? Or no, once it's inside a Kli, how Shamunis, much Shamunis power can have? That the Shach says he's not sure. He says, after the Afilu B'Yavish Ligamri also Rishishim. Maybe. Mikol Bakum Tzurim Medina. So what if it is Ochel Yavish Ligamri V'Habliya Shebekli is Shamin? Then, says the Shach, maybe it's Mefapeya Bekulo, and says the Prima Gubbin here, an interesting follow Sak in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, quoting the Note of Yehuda, says the first one of Avram, who says it only answers Kedei Klipa. What? It's all great. It goes to Nodi Huda and the what? I say Pesach Shubi Yud Gimel. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. Kotzen Yud Yehuda, the Magen Avraham says, only Kedei Klipa, and says that in Yehuda, he wants to have a rule of Pesach. If the Shach said maybe, and then the Magen Avraham said for sure, anyone here learning Pesach in the morning, what would you say? Ain't Safik Motzu B'nei Vadai. Right? The Safik of the Shach is not Motzu B'nei Vadai, the Magen Avraham. That's what the Noda Yehuda is quoted as saying here. I mean, now that Lodoshav Kinamai Depshitale in the Magen Avraham, Bishul Sfeik Al Shal Shach, I Sham, so that Yehuda Paskins like the Magen Avraham, in which case this whole tangent is not necessary. But the dry food is Kedei Klipa, regardless whether the original Bli was Shamin or not. No, but that was the plea started out kosh. The question is whether it's mifatein and to become shamin. Not if it started out shamin, right? This is again yes or kosh. This is inside something shamin. That's different.
Shamin, that can't come out,
then it can come out. Everyone agrees it can come out. Yeah. That is maybe it's not a picture on the board. But what do I mean here? That is. If here we have heter, and how we have heter shabala tam iser shamein, then everyone agrees that it comes out and asers the whole thing. Yes, Yoni.
Why would we do
because the blia that shamein is absorbed in the kli doesn't retain the shamnunis. Because it's in a kli, so it doesn't really have the wherewithal to stay shami. Can't really have fattiness in a kli. That's it. In a chanami, its strength is its weakness. Meaning, it's not so crazy. Again, all these are at a certain point just like judgment calls that someone made. Someone who I rely on, you know, various collection of someone's. But it makes sense. On the one hand, it's easier for a blia to come out of a kli because there's no taste of itself. On the other hand, it's hard for it to go too far because it got weakened by being in the kli.
So at the end of the day, that shach will give one to that. Let me say that the time only moves okay, people with the marshal said they go to the whole thing, but at the end of the day, we hold the marshal because we're not sure if it's something or not.
The shop also agrees to that. Yeah, he agrees to that. That it goes to the whole thing for Ashkenaz. If it's in a moist food, not if it's into a dry food. Right. So, for example, let's say you have a clean barbecue that's treif. Again, many barbecues are not clean. And you toast a bun on that barbecue, which is dry. It's only Aser Kedei Klipa. But if you have a clean barbecue that's treif, and you barbecue a hamburger on that barbecue, which is moist, has juice, then the whole thing is treif. Okay, sifches. Sifches is the next line in the Mara in Chulin after I stopped reading. It has another pshat in what this case where Yochanan was. It says maybe there was a case where Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer the idea that was roasted with chelav. It says maybe it was a kulya of the chelva. Maybe it was a kidney with the chelav on the kidney. And the reason it wasn't answer is because there's a krum, there's a membrane between the kidney and the chelav, which blocks the tam of the chelav from getting into the kidney. So, says the mechaber, kulya shetlo bechelbo, ain't also look at a klipa, shakrum mafse. If you roast a kolya with the chelev, it's still asher kedei klipa, but it doesn't get asher more than that because the membrane blocks the chelev from getting in more than a trace amount kedei klipa. That's based on pshat of the Gemara. However, the Rama says v'yesh osrim, v'cheinogin ve'ein l'shanos, right, yesh osrim, and that's our minhag, and you can't deviate. V'dinu k'shar chelev in its own basher, and the din is just like all other chelev that was roasted with meat. And if you cook this kidney in a big soup, then it's an isur davuk, so the kidney is davuk to the chelev, and you need 60 to get the whole kulya. The same applies for the membrane that's on the lobe of the liver. Okay, why does he disagree? If the Gemara says, sorry, lost my page. If the Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Yehuda Omer Kol Yibachel B'Hava V'Sharia, and it was Mutter, why does he disagree? So the Taz already, everyone says two reasons, there are much degrees. A, because that's only one day in the Gemara, maybe we don't possibly like it. And B, because even if the days of the Gemara was Mutter, you have to check, make sure the membrane didn't rip. And it's common that it might rip, and we don't trust you nowadays to check. You know, not that we're not Bekiyim, but maybe you'll forget to check. And therefore, because you might forget to check and it might be ripped, we Machmer. Okay, not Solomais. Tense. Maliach. Maliach she'enu nechol machas milcho. Dino karoteach. Remember, Maliach karoteach. What the getter of Einu Nechel Machas Melcho, the Shach says here something that will resonate with us. What's called Meluach? How Meluach does it have to be? That was already discussed in Siman Tzadi Aleph. We're not going to read this in fact. We're only going to discuss how far does the Isser penetrate. Meluach Einu Nechel Machas Melcho, Dino Kroteach. Okay, Umaflet. And it makes the time go out of one piece into another piece. How far? Sorry. You're getting ahead of yourself. This is a big machlokas rishonim. Now you might think it should be the exact same machlokas rishonim as by Slee, but it's not, because some of the rishonim understand that what does it mean, Maliach Proteach, and Kovash Kamevushal? Doesn't mean Maliach has to be exactly the same as Sli, maybe yes, maybe no. It means that Maliach has to be at least similar to Sli, and that the time doesn't penetrate through the whole piece. So, how about Maliach? So here we have four deos in the, but it's a little complicated. What are the two main deos? The two main deos are somewhat similar to what we saw earlier. Oser, how much? So one day it is the Rush and the Rashba and the Ran say Kedei Klipa. We mentioned this in Sadi Aleph. We mentioned the other opinion Sadi Aleph. The Ra'ah. What did the Ra'ah hold? Pretty sure we mentioned the Ra'ah at the time. Kedei Netila. The Beis Yosef quotes two other opinions. He quotes the Rambam in Perek Zayin Macholos Asuros. Says nothing. Kolif Ochel. There's a case like this. Let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, they had a case like this of the Atmahasa de Imlichu Beirei Shluzu Begidin Nashya. There were some sides of beef, some thighs technically, that were salted with the Gidin Nashya inside. They forgot to do the Nikur. Ravina Asar Rachar Shari Asar Shai the Marbar Rashi Only Abba Shari Amali Rachar the My Dice Shomli Echwir the Rajim Bushal, etc. Therefore, it has to be Mutter because it's like Roteach Ditzli. Okay, what does that mean? So the Rosh and the Rashi says, yeah, it doesn't go through the whole thing, only Kedei Klipa, which is not necessarily exactly like a Tzli according to the Rosh and the Ran. Okay, more or less. The Rosh says Kedei Netila just like Tzli. The Rambam means it doesn't go through at all, which is also what the Rambam seems to say about sleep. Here he quotes a stira. There is the Rambam in Perek Tesvav, and the Ramban. He also quotes Ramban like this. I think maybe this Ramban of Kuf Yud Beis. I forget where he quoted this Ramban from. Kuf Yud Beis. It was Amar Abban that just Kuf Yud Beis, who said. Bakulo. Afapeya Bakulo goes through the whole thing. Okay, this obviously is a little strange. A, because it's been forced the case in the Gemara. I mean, unless that's the Shari Dur. And we're not the Shari Dur. That it doesn't go through the whole thing. And also, the Rambam himself is Soser himself. So it's the Steer in the Rambam. There's the same Steer in the Ramban. But he also points out the Steer in the Rambam. He doesn't point out the Steer in the Ramban. But there's Rambans who have the exact same Steer who say that, no, it of course doesn't go through the whole thing. The Ramban for sure doesn't hold for the whole thing. The Ramban holds only Kedei Klipa. So how do you answer up the Stira? So the Beis Yosef has three opinions answering the Stira. In my humble opinion, I don't want to get involved in, you know, put my head in between the Beis Yosef and its contemporaries. I don't think Pasuk Pshat is like any of the three answers to Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef here gives three answers. Either he says, in Drabbanans, he says Melicha doesn't transfer taste at all, but in Doraisa, it goes through the whole thing. Yeah, a little funny. Or he says, no, when the Rav says it doesn't transfer at all, that's if it's Nechel Machem's Melcha. But if it's Ein Nechel's Machem's Melcha, it goes through the whole thing. Also very dochk in the Gemara. Or he says, no, when does it go through the whole thing? When they're touching. When they're just near each other, it doesn't. I personally like the Radvaz. If you look in the Rambam, I don't know if it's in the regular Rambams or only the Frankel, but if you look in the Rambam, Macholos Asuros, there's the Radvaz, even the regular Rambams. I think the Radvaz gives the best answer, personally. I like the Radvaz. Again, there are three answers if here we have Perek Zion, and by the way, you're going to need that to give the same answer for the Rambam. Doesn't have to be the same answer. It has to be one of these. The Rambam's also so sure himself. He's pretty clear, holds like the Rash, but mostly, yeah, he says all of it. So it says the Beis Yosef. This is an Isser Rabbanan. This is an Isser Daraisa. It's going to be very hard to explain the Svara. Says Beis Yosef. Second shot. This is if it is Nechal Machas Milcho. This is if it's Eino Nechal Machas Milcho. That's going to be very hard to explain the Gemara. Says Beis Yosef in his third answer. This is if they are not touching. They're just near each other. And this is if they're touching. If they're touching, the time goes through the whole thing. If they're not touching, even though the juice of one flows to the other, it's not going to answer it. Also, it doesn't have a hint to the Rambam. I think if you look in the words of the Rambam, I'm not going to open it now, but I think the Radvaz is right. I mean, who might think the Radvaz is right? But I like the shot of the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam. It says if you look at the two cases in the Rambam, they're two totally different cases. One, it's a case. Maybe the Beis Yosef even quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. I'm very convinced by the Radvaz here. What does he say? Don't salt chilev with basar. And if you do, it's still kosher. Right? Even though you salted chilev with basar, it doesn't go in at all. But in Perek Tetzvav, he says, basar nevela maliach that got mixed with kosher meat asers the whole thing. I think the difference is obvious. I want to find the difference in the words of the Rambam. Things are obvious. Over here, you're a left chilev with basar. Over there is basar nevela maliach that got mixed with other things. What does malicha do? Chemically, what does malicha do to something? It makes it be pulling all its taste. What if you're a left two things together? They're both pulling all their taste. So what's not going to happen? It's not going to go into one another. They're both pulling. What if you put treif maliach with kosher that's not being salted? The maliach is pulling all its taste, goes straight into the kosher through the whole piece. That's what I think is trod in the Rambam. And I finish. It's the Radvaz. I mean, I just thought it was trod in the Rambam. I looked until I found someone who said it. And I didn't have to look far. So the Radvaz is on the page. I didn't have to go to the Bar Ilan or open up back to Frankel, etc. It says, here is if the Isser Veheter Shnehem Meluchim. Yeah, if they're both being salted, then neither one absorbs the other because they're too busy being pulled. We do have that, by the way, in Hilchos Dan. When I salt two things together, why don't we say the dam comes out of one and goes into the other? Accidents being polite, dam it can't absorb. The Rambam would just say that's not only true of dam, that's true of all salted. But everyone says that's true of dam. Let's say. Here's when you have the answer is Mogulach, and what we call Tamei Mogulach Vatar or Tafel, right? Velo HaHeter. What's called in the word Lashon. Tamei Meluach v'tahor tafel, with a tough meaning unsalted. I think that's Pashup Shad in the Rambam, but, it's machlokas. Okay, between it's a machlokas between the Gedolim of the 1500s. Okay, in any case, how do we paskin? Meluach shein nechal machas milcho dinu grotecho machla lesser kadei klipa. Okay, we paskin very clear. We paskin, it asers kadei klipa. Next question. This is something not found in the Gemara at all. Remember how by flea it asked kedei netila, but if something was shumming, it was mapeah through the whole thing? Does shumming apply to melicha? Melicha kiroteach. That doesn't mean it always. Never says in the Gemara. Gemara does not say. Doesn't say.
So,
if it doesn't say, then, I don't know. Can't know for sure. You just have to use your smara. I don't personally have a smara, but I have Rishonim. We need new markers.
Eser Shomei Mefapeya Bimelicha Kimobitzli.
Okay, so the simple answers are yes or no. And, you know, I'm not going to review it. Tzadi Aleph, we quote a Chakira. What do we mean by Meliach Roteach? Is it mamish hot like Roteach, or is it just parallel in that it has an absorption, but it's a totally different process? This is, we have some time to see in Afkamina. I'll just read you the list. I don't remember about that. From the Beis Yosef, who says yes?
Mostly the Rashba, but also the Ran and the Tor and the Mordechai quoting Gedolim. Okay, that's good enough. And who says no? The Ramban, and maybe you're being a friend of Rav Yah, but let's say the Ravon and others.
Okay, it's Machlokas, both in Ashkenaz and in Sfard. Okay, I didn't put any Ashkenaz on the yes list, but the Mordechai quotes from the Gedolim. We don't know which Gedolim, we just quotes from the Gedolim. So it's Machlokas. How do we paskin? Let's see. The Imhu Shuman Hagid Vaknokno Shabova Kromos Yesh Lahachma Latricham Nitilos Makom. The Imhu Chelev Mamish Tzar Shishim Levatlo. Okay. Chelev Mamish Tzar Shishim Levatlo.
That's a wee paskin.
Chelev Mamish Yeni Shishim Levatlo. But in between, there was some funny line about Shuman Hagid Knokno Shabo and Kromos. Shuman Hagid is the Shuman X to get a Nasha, which is also Grabana. Some people say it's a minute. Let's say it's Rabbanan, because it's near the, it'd be confusing to get a Nasha. The Knoknos are the little tendrils of the Gita Nasha, which are only Rabbanan, because only the main Gita is also Daraisa. And the Kromos are the membranes, nothing to do with Gita Nasha here, the membranes on the next to the Chelev. Okay, so we'll see what those are. So here, there's all of a sudden we brought in Tilos Makkum. All of a sudden, this Netila sneaks into Malicha. How does Netila sneak into Malicha here? So, that depends on the Girsa in the Mechaber. What are the two Girsos in the Mechaber? What are the two Girsos in the Mechaber? It's a little hard to tell unless you have my fancy one with footnotes on the side. But if you look in the Gra, Sifkatan, where? I think he mentions the Girsa issue here, but not right at the beginning. I'm sorry.
The
Chain Tzarech Lomar. Kadei Klipa, Im, who? And what do we have printed in yours? No. You see, Meliach Shenu Necho Machas Be'ochot Dinu Kadei Chmach Lesu Kadei Klipa. What do we have printed? The next word after Kadei Klipa? What? Vim. But the Grah had Im. Right? It's not clear what the right gears in the Mechaber is. Vim or Im. So, what's the difference? The difference is this. What are the two Girsos? One Girsa is Im. What does Im mean? How would you read it? Lesser Kadei Klipa Im Hu Shuman Agid V'Knokno Shabo. V'Hakromos Yesh L'Hachmel L'Tzrichim Tilos Makom. That means Shuman Agid and Knoknos are Kadei Klipa, but Kromos are Kadei Netila. Here's the Hachmer, as a Chomra. But if you have the Girsa Vim, then we're done with Kadei Klipa, right? But if it is Shuman Hagid, Knoknos, and chromos. Kinokinos means tendrils, but I think usually you still find. But here, then they all need kedenatila. So there are two different chumras. What's the svar for each of these chumras? If you say the girsa of vi'im, then what's the svar to be more macher in these three things? Shuman agid, the kinokinos, and the chroma. I mean, it's not obvious, I admit. But what's the svara if you have the girsa of vi'im? Who has the girsa of vi'im, by the way? The shach and the minchas kohen. Our printed taz the girsa of vi'im, but the footnotes on the side of mine say it's not clear it's the right girsa of the taz, so we can't prove. What does the shach say? He says, Ula tzricha netilas makom, da-da-da, sham no shel gid, right? He puts sham no shel gid into la tzricham, into la tzricham netilas makom. Why? So he says a little later, because he thinks that shuman agid is not kochosh legamri. It's a little shumming. That's more of a foolish in the Minchas Kohen. More of a foolish in the Minchas Kohen. If you look in the Prima Godim, Sifti Dasam Zayin says, Girsa Shachba Minchas Kohen, Vi'im, etc. And what's the difference? Difference is, because they're Ketzas shumming. Okay. This is whose sheet gives this the Shach and the Minchas Kohen, as the Prima Gadol explains. He explains everything very nicely. What's the Svara? It's Shumming Ktsas. In Selim, we never heard of a category called Shumming Ktsas. You're right, because Selim is always Kedei Netila, at least. But in Malicha, which is only Kedei Klipa, there's a category called Shumming Ktsas, which is in between Kedei Netila. However, what if you have the Girsa of the Gra and the Pri Chadosh of Im? There's the Girsa of the Gra, as Noah found for us, thank you, and the Pichadash. The Gra, almost always here. Fine. Then, we're only Machra and Kromos, not a Shuman Agid or Kinoknos, so there's nothing to Shami Ktsas. What's the difference between Shuman Agid, Kinoknos, and Kromos? Shuman Agid is only Drabana. Kinoknos are only Drabana. Kromos might be Asur Daraisa. The membrane next to the Chilav might be Asur Daraisa. Let's call it an Asur Daraisa for argument's sake. So then, what's the svara? The svara is, but here there's a difference between the gra and the prichadash. Says the gra, the svara is issur d'oraisa. According to the gra, in every issur d'oraisa by malicha you need kedei netila, even for svara who are bekiyim. That's a big finish. Says the prichadash, nope, he's the most makel. He says it's because it's an issur d'oraisa. They're shoming ktsas, right? See, he's the most makel shita. Only because chromos, the membrane above chalif, touching chalif, so it's a little shoming, and it's also daraisa. So basically, when do you need kedei netila? What is this chomer of kedei netila? Three opinions. The Gruff says for any yisur daraisa, nothing to do with fattiness. The shach and the coin says anything that's a little fatty, nothing to do with whether or not it's daraisa. We chadash says only if it's daraisa and a little fatty. Okay, for us Ashkenazim, it doesn't really make so much of a difference because we're not Bikim anyway. So for us, everything's totally fatty and it's Bufapeya through the whole thing. What does Sfardim do? I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure what Sfardim do. I don't even know where we could look it up because it's not an everyday Shaila. But, you know, you'd have to look it up not in a handbook. You know, it's not going to be I don't think it's going to be in the Kitzur Shel Narach Elkei Yosef. We'll probably skip this. Okay, let's just read one more. It's already late. Okay, let's see, how much more do we have? What, it's Tuesday? Okay. Then I think we'll have to pick up on Sunday. On Sunday, we'll finish up Siman Kuf Hey and try to get a start on Siman Kuf Vav. On Tuesday, next week, we will finish Siman Kuf Vav and Kuf Zayin. On Sunday, and Tuesday, the week after, we'll do Simen Kuf Ches. And then for the rest of that week, maybe we'll try to chop Simen Kuf Ches. Maybe we'll have an extra Shi the last day of Zman. If we can get through Simen Kuf Ches by the end of Zman, then that would be wonderful. If not, we'll at least get through Simen Kuf Ches by the end of Zman. But if we can get through Simen Kuf Ches, that would be very nice. Okay, so let's say one step at a time. No, when is the last day's mine?
When is that? When is that Labria in L'Shabbos Kodesh?